Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Damon Linker. More traditional religious believers already feel under siege from the federal government, as Mitt Romney would say, from the federal government, and an often overtly hostile surrounding culture. Liberals tend to dismiss this as paranoia and whining. But as we saw with Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein's harsh questioning on Wednesday of judicial nominee Amy Barrett, a devout Catholic, the impression isn't wholly without foundation in reality. Do we have Feinstein? Here's what that interrogation sounded like.
You are controversial. Let's start with that. You're controversial because many of us that have lived our lives as women really recognize the value of finally being able to control our reproductive systems. And
only God can control
entered
your
into
system,
that,
man.
Obviously. I listened to your answers to Senator Grassley's question, and it leaves me a bit puzzled because you have a long history of believing that your religious beliefs should prevail. Let me ask a question. In a 2013 article, you argued that the force of Supreme Court super precedents does not, and this is the quote, does not derive from any decision by the court, but rather because litigants don't challenge the decisions. You listed Supreme Court super precedents, but you left out Roe v. Wade. You suggested that Roe is not a super precedent.
It's not.
Because litigants
super
continue
horrible
to challenge
precedent.
It. However, as a textbook co-authored by Justice Neil Gorsuch last year points out, Roe is super precedent because it has survived more than three dozen attempts to overturn it. So in evaluating super precedents, why did you solely focus on the fact that Roe has been challenged by litigants on so many occasions, and not on the fact that the Supreme Court has repeatedly reaffirmed Roe in literally dozens of decisions?
Can you pause that for just a second here? Let me translate this. That the Supreme Court has confirmed. Now, this is the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS. Right? What she just said is that a court has confirmed repeatedly that an American woman, a woman who is a citizen of the United States, has the untrammeled, unmitigated, and unchallengeable, here it comes, right to murder her soon-to-be-born child. Let me repeat that. The Supreme Court of the United States has repeatedly confirmed and thus made super precedent that an American citizen who is a female has an unchallengeable, unassailable right to commit an atrocity in cooperation with a medical practitioner and kill or soon to be born human child. Now, I ask you again, explain to me again, where is all this hope and freedom? Explain to me again where the greatest country in the history of the world is. Right here in the hallowed halls of your United States Senate, there's an affirmation yet again that Americans kill babies. Now, if you've ever seen Mel Gibson's Apocalypto movie, then you have a pretty good visual image of what it looks like when human sacrifices are offered up to gods. I asked Senator Feinstein, in her pride of finally I control my reproductive system, what god do you sacrifice these children to, madam? What do you expect that you get out of this sacrifice to this god? If there is. I mean, at least the pagans and the Incans and the Mayans, at least they had a god. It was a demon. It wasn't a god. But at least they thought, their intention was, we sacrifice these humans, like you see in the movie Apocalypto, to satiate our god, to bring us rain so our crops will grow, whatever it is. At least they had a god. The pagans. Christopher brought up the other day about pagans. The tree-hugging, bark-licking, whale-humping wackos out there that are ecosexuals. Brought this up the other day. The pagans at least had gods, which is why they were convertible to Christianity, the real God. What God is Miss Feinstein converting young women to worship by claiming they have control over their reproductive systems? Okay, before the Facebook Live audience goes away again, I'm going to ask you again. I'm offering this to you. A free Founders Pass membership. That is our member services that we offer to our premium listeners at crusadechannel.com. And you get all the benefits, all the bells and whistles of everything that we offer, including the most important one, the biggest one, is 24/7 access to the Crusade Channel, Crusade Premium Channel, radio station, whether it's on the app or whether it's on the site or whether it's on YouTube sometimes. Sure, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand and on demand download and downloads of all of my shows, podcasts, all of Greg Carpenter's shows, podcasts, all of them. They're all available if you're a Founders Pass member, and many other benefits I can't possibly describe here because it's in the interest of time. All you have to do to get a free 30-day Founders Pass membership is send me an email, kingdude@mikechurch.com. KINGDUDE at MikeChurch.com, and we will sign you up. We have 13, that's my 10, 13, to give away. So what are you waiting for? Send the email, KingDude@MikeChurch.com. Thanks for watching our preview today. Telephone number is 844-527-8723. Get back to Dianne Feinstein's, I'm sorry, Emperor Nero's wife's interrogation of Amy Coney Barrett. Go ahead.
Feinstein, that wasn't my list. I was addressing arguments that had been made by other professors, serious, well-respected scholars like Richard Fallon at Harvard and Michael Gerhardt at North Carolina. And it wasn't my list. I was quoting them, and I was quoting their definition of super precedent. One thing I would observe is that for a court of appeals, all Supreme Court precedent is super precedent. So as I said to Chairman Grassley, as a court of appeals judge, if I were confirmed, I would follow all Supreme Court precedent without fail.
Okay, second question. In Planned Parenthood v. Casey, the Supreme Court reaffirmed Roe and listed four factors, excuse me, that must be considered before the court overturned precedent. One of the factors the court listed was a reliance interest, meaning that the court would consider whether overturning precedent would create a special hardship because people had planned their lives in reliance on the decision. In 2003, you wrote that in deciding to overturn precedent, reliance interests should, quote, count far less when precedent clearly exceeds a court's interpretive authority, end quote. Give us an example of a Supreme Court precedent that exceeded the court's interpreted authority. Is Roe an example?
Senator, I confess that I don't recall the quote that you read to me, and I think I would need to see it in context to fully address your question about that quote. As for your question about Roe, I think that the line that other nominees before the committee have drawn in refraining from comment about their agreement or disagreement or the merits or demerits of any Supreme Court precedent is a prudent one, because I would commit, if confirmed, to follow unflinchingly all Supreme Court precedent, and I would not want to leave the impression that I would give some precedents less weight than others because of any kind of, you know, academic disagreement with one.
Well, how do you evaluate the precedents, plural, with respect to Roe?
The Supreme Court precedents?
Yes.
Well, Roe and Casey and its progeny, as you say, Roe has been affirmed many times and survived many challenges in the court, and it's more than 40 years old, and it's clearly binding on all courts of appeals. And so it's not open to me or up to me, and I would have no interest in, as a court of appeals judge, challenging that precedent. It would bind.
Well, are you getting the impression here that Roe versus Wade is dogma? Because Feinstein's going to attack Barrett.
I hear dogma in you. I hear,
who's the one spouting dogma? This thing, this monstrosity, this act of Bagul and Moloch in cahoots with the Supreme Court is dogma to her. Killing the soon-to-be-born is dogma to her. By the way, I heard a most fascinating statistic the other day, or summary of a statistic, and that was that, I heard Brother Andre Marie said it on an episode of Reconquest. Planned Parenthood claims that they're all for women because they give out free birth control. And as Brother Andre points out, that's a gimmick. That's good for business. You get the girls hooked on birth control, and every method of birth control has a failure rate. You get enough of them hooked, they're going to get pregnant. And what are they going to do when they get pregnant? They already think Planned Parenthood is their hero. What are they going to do? They're going to conspire with Roe versus Wade, Dianne Feinstein, Moloch himself, and they're going to kill their soon-to-be-born child.